The biggest mistake I see women making in their marriages is, once the children come along, relegating their husbands to third, fourth, or fifth place in the family hierarchy. Big mistake. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, just in case you think I'm having a go at women, know that the last couple of days we chatted about the biggest mistakes that men make. No, this is about speaking God's wisdom into families to restore and to strengthen them. The relationship that a mother has with her children is very special indeed. After all, she carried them in her body and gave birth to them, an attachment that we men can't begin to comprehend. But without a husband and father, there'd be no children. And without a strong relationship between wife and husband, I'm telling you, those kids are going off the rails. That family's falling apart. So if you're a woman, listen up. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 10. How hard it is to find the perfect wife. She's worth far more than jewels. Her husband depends on her. He'll never be poor. She does good for her husband all her life. She never causes him trouble. That sets the bar pretty high. A perfect wife, someone her husband can depend on. She does good for him all her life. She never causes him trouble. Women, as much as your husbands want to protect you and provide for you, they need to be able to depend on you. If you want to keep your marriage strong, this is how. Don't relegate him to the lowest priority, but do good for him always and never cause him trouble. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. The Word of God is alive and active. It's the power to save a life, to save a marriage, to save a family. Real power. That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.